Good evening. This is KC2YXN, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kathy. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break the net at any time. So at this point, is there any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club will be on, I think it's September 18th, at 7:30 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Ireland Community Center on 106 Tyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not necessary to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net control, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net promptly at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a few minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the preamble on our website, which is www.boonvillearc.com. I make a correction. The next meeting is on August 18th, not September. I am now listening for Echo Link check-ins. Are there any stations on Echo Link who would like to check in this evening? I will pause for 15 seconds.
KD2AIT repeater, Kathy, good evening. This is KA3TFB Kilo Alpha 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo Bill in Warrendale, Western PA. And my favorite brother, Kevin James, is next on the list. Back over to Net Control.
Go ahead, number one brother.
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike. Kevin James checking in, and my hat off to my brother down in Warrendale, Pennsylvania. Thanks, Bill. That was really cool. All right, KD2FBM, back to Net Control, and I am the final one in the queue.
Okay, Bill, how are things there in Pennsylvania? How has the sweet corn been?
Well, Miss Kathy, in the net, good evening. We are at 72 degrees, and humidity is at 69%. I am resting from my labors of all week. We're contemplating on the weekend activities, and I was watching the strong man lifting these circus barbells, something that I could never in my lifetime do, lift something that's 5 times your weight. Anyhow, I'm not going to dilly-dally here. Thank you for being there, Miss Kathy. Good evening to everybody on the net, those that was logging in, and there's maybe a few that are just listening. This is KA3TFB, Bill Warrendale. We are 20-some miles north of Pennsylvania, city of Pittsburgh in Pennsylvania, and it's kind of cool here now. No rain in sight, and we're stretched out on the couch here. Back to net control.
Okay, Bill, well, stretching out on the couch sounds like a very good enterprise. So thank you for checking in. Next up is number one brother, Kevin. Kevin, how are you this evening?
Hey, good evening, Kathy, and everyone up in the North Country. KD2FPM here, Kevin James in the Echolink system in North Utica still. Had a kind of a busy day today. Kind of did some work with the pool out in the backyard at my fiance's house here, and made a little trip down into, I should say, kind of like the eastern central part, more the central part of Utica, Had to go and get my Jeep inspected, and the only thing that was wrong is my left tail light, which also happens to operate as a license plate light, was out. So, a couple bucks for a bulb and about a $20 bill for an inspection, and we were back on the road in Golden. So we're good for another year with a current sticker on the vehicle. So that made my day. So on that note, I will step back. I will listen. 73 KD2FPM, back to net control.
Okay, Kevin, well, thanks for joining us. Boy, that was a lucky break. Very seldom do you get to leave a mechanic shop without spending $100. So, excellent. Very good. All righty. I am now looking for any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations that would like to join us. This is KC2YXM. Looking for those check-ins.
And to KCN. Sounds like somebody's having a little difficulty talking tonight.
Okay, and to KPR. Rich, how are we coming in?
Oh, nice and clear. Nice and clear. Oh, man, it sounds like you're having a little problem talking. Can't seem to get the words out tonight.
Well, let me tell you, Rich, we have two grandkids from John's daughter, and Devlin and Parker, they're around kindergarten, first grade age, and they had me running all day long today, I'll tell you. So they both talk like 50 miles an hour, so I'm a little overwhelmed by that. So, but they left, they got their little ice cream, and so... First time I've sat down in a long time. So anyway, how was your day today, Rich?
Well, started out pretty good today. Was feeling good. Felt packed. It felt great this morning. And sat here waiting for my aide to come in. She got a little late. But she was tied up doing something for somebody else. But I didn't mind. And I both had breakfast and had a cup of tea, and after that, that's when the fun started happening. Started having a flare-up with my cone. The pain is just starting to subside now. It subsided enough that I was able to go out and have a bowl of homemade chicken soup tonight. And came back home and she brought me home, and little daughter was here, and she kept me occupied for about an hour, so I know how you feel, and she kept me occupied for about 2 hours at the house over there. I can't wait till Sunday when we have the cookout. I'm going to be busy all day between the two little ones, and actually it's going to be four little ones there, so I'm going to be a very busy man. All the kids over there treat me as a grandpa. By the way, Kathy, you said you're a grandmother. Going by your voice, nobody would ever know it. I figured you were probably in your mid-30s. So, you can really fool me anyway. Thank you, Bill. 73, there's 88, and hello everybody on the net. And by the way, Bill, there's one deal there. Got a question for you. I went out there 1 year and with a girlfriend of mine and her daughter, her 14-year-old daughter, 12-year-old daughter at the time, and we visited the whole western end of Pennsylvania, and we got into a place called Crystal Cave. Is that any place near Warrensdale? And to KPR.
Go ahead, Bill. Bill, are you there? Are you still with us on Echo Link?
KD2AIT repeater, KA3TFB. Is somebody calling me? Over.
Yes, Bill, N2KPR Rich has a question for you about... Go ahead, Rich.
Kathy, I don't know if somebody doubled with you or what, but you did cut out. Bill, is Worms, there's a place I visited out there in Pennsylvania. 1 year, my girlfriend and her 12-year-old daughter, we toured the whole western part of Pennsylvania from Bethlehem on over to Ohio border. And I was wondering, is Crystal Cave or Diamond Cave any place near you, near your location? That's to keep you up.
The closest caves that I have been in are in a place south of Uniontown, which is probably 40 miles south of the city of Pittsburgh. The caves that you have mentioned aren't in any area that I know of, but they could be somewhere else in maybe Ohio that I'm not real familiar with, or West Virginia. I'm sorry I don't have an accurate answer for you, but that's not something that I would wish to go into because of the fact that I just don't like being dark. You have brought it to my attention that when I was younger, in my teenage, I went out to a cave that's in a Horseshoe Bend in Pennsylvania near Jersey. There is a place there where you can go in the underground coal mine at Horseshoe Bend, but that's a good 50 miles from here. I don't know if it has any name to it. I'll look into this later on perhaps and see if there's any caves in the next report I come across. I might have some more information. Back to Net Control, and thanks for asking a question of great value. KA3TFB back to Net Control through the EchoLink system. Over.
Okay, Rich. I hope that answered your question. Very interesting. So I will continue on here. And this is KC2YXM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take check-ins from regular members and guests.
It's 5AOW. Good evening, Kathy.
And 2KKL. Good evening, Kathy.
KC2WI.
This is KC2IXD. Hi, Kathy. WA2U. Good evening.
We had Bob, Pauline, Pete, Lenny, and John. Wow. Whew. Okay. First up is Bob. How are you this evening?
Kathy, just doing terrific. I hope you and John had a good day in 5AOW here. It's been a good day. Went out and I played golf 9 holes this morning and enjoyed it. Did it yesterday, too. Suffered a little bit afterwards. I got in the truck and twisted something. Did fine with the golf. Everything was good, and I thought, boy, this worked out great. And I stepped into the truck to leave, and, oh, boy, just something went wrong. But anyway, got home, and Sherry got me fixed up, so within a few minutes, I was almost back to normal again, so... And that's questionable, too, the normal end of it, but I'll let that one go for now. I'm sure she would have a comment on it, but I'm not going to get into that one. And with that, you got a whole line of them, so I'm going to bail out pretty quick and say 73 to everyone on frequency. Everyone have a good evening. Back to Net Control, N5AOW.
Okay, Bob, well, kudos to Sherry for fixing you up. And, yes, it was a beautiful day to be outside, so glad to hear you're feeling better. That's good. All righty, next up is Another goddess of the year, Pauline. How are you? Hey, C2YXN and 2KKL, doing fine, Kath. Hope you are, too. Been busy, busy today as we've got graduation party for two of my granddaughters tomorrow. They both graduated from college, so... Anyway, I won't stay because I've got to get ready to take my net, too. But good to hear everybody tonight. 7-3 all, God bless you. Have a good evening and a nice weekend. N2KKL, back to you, Kath. Okay, Pauline, well, thank you for taking the time to check in with us this evening. I'm glad you had a great day. Alrighty, up next is the Venerable Pete. Pete, how, as usual, you're probably very busy today.
AC2WI. Well, I had a great day yesterday. Well, I stayed up real late the night before, so I really didn't have a great day yesterday because I was kind of dragging because I didn't get a lot of sleep. But overall, it was a great day, except for, being sort of half speed in the morning and doing this and doing that, and almost none of it had to be done. I should have got out early and headed up to Old Forge and had a little time for sort of playing around between my jobs, but I really didn't have that. But it was still nice being up there, both pleasant places to work. And I came back here, checked into the net, I guess, on the Moose River Road, and I think the traffic net was, Jack was on here about as I was coming into Glenfield, so I didn't get home too late, didn't stay up too late, and recoup some sleep. And this morning, had a phone call early, and somebody came, brought a computer over with what they thought was a Windows 10 problem. They had upgraded, and they couldn't get in on the internet or get in or whatever. And I plugged it in, and I said, what's the problem? And they took it back, and they called me a little while later and said, we can't get in. And I said, well, I got to come over. So I actually didn't get back there till tonight, and it was pretty much just an operator error thing, and something had changed between how you do it in Windows 8 and Windows 10. Meanwhile, I had an email this afternoon from another customer about problems. She upgraded to, bought a new computer with Windows 8.1 and basically, you know, upgraded it to 10 right away when it came out, and got problems with programs not working. So it's a good sign for me. Windows 10's been out a week, and I've had two people call me already on it. It was going to be at 9:30, 10, but somebody came over early, and then I did this and did that and checked this email and called this person and did that. Next thing you know, it was more like 11. And I was, I guess, at least 11 when I got out. And I was out for a couple hours, and even though I don't know what the high temperature was, well, I don't believe it was only 74, but I'll tell you what, in the sun, I stopped on a little sandbank there for a while, sort of took a little nap in the sun. It was hot. The sand was, you know, like not so hot you couldn't walk on it, but getting there, and that was at noon or 12:30, so it hadn't been baking all day. So, but what a great day as far as the temperature, you know. I mean, hot enough to go swimming and all that. Maybe it would have been a little cool if you were sort of on the shore of Lake Ontario with the wind blowing in or something, but hot enough to be out, you know, without having to wear long, you know, pants and wear a shirt when you're out and, you know, out canoeing and that kind of stuff, but not so hot to be unpleasant. You know, a beautiful day. I could, the rest of summer like this would be pretty nice, but I don't, you know, we're not going to be so lucky. We're going to probably get, it's probably going to get cooler, which I'm not looking forward to. I know some of my snowmobiling friends, and one guy in particular, he keeps posting these pictures. Oh, we only got another month of summer. Well, we're not going, I'm like, you're crazy. Long around November when it's pretty dreary anyway, I'm saying, let's come on, let's get real cold and have some snow. But I'm not, I might, some people might consider me a snowmobiling fanatic, but I'm not that much. I'm not a summer hater like some of these guys seem to be. I think they just say that, but maybe there's a few that, you know, don't like it. But anyway, so that's the story here, and I'm doing something I haven't done in, I'll bet you, 20 years. I'm making a tape, an actual tape, because in my Escort, I only have a cassette deck, and so I want to listen to my new Beach Boys remastered Pet Sounds. And I bought the, you know, the album that never was. It took 37 years to make, so to speak, the Beach Boys Smile, which is a real, real interesting story that I never really knew until recently, you know. Thank you, Facebook, for, you know, for getting me started on that. Or maybe not, because I wasted a lot of time. But anyway, that's about the story here. It looks like a good weekend. I'll probably go to the Jefferson County Aries Racy's picnic, and that should be fun. KC2WI.
Okay, Pete. Well, as usual, you have a full dance card. My goodness. Well, I'm going to go blueberry picking tomorrow, and we had a stream of guests all day long, so it feels good to sit down. Okay, my friend Lenny, my question to Lenny is, how is that Romanesco?
Well, hi, Kathy. the Romanesco, I think it is 4 feet high, and it's taken over. I don't dare go in the garden because it'll attack me, but there's no broccolis on it.
Be patient. They'll come later.
Oh, okay, good. That's what Jim told me this morning. Very good. And anyway, I want to thank you very, very much for that nice book you sent. And also, Sweetie sent me a cute little note, so I got a kick out of that.
Well, I'll be darned. I didn't know she did that. Wow, well, good. Very good. Yeah, our Romanescos are about 3 feet tall, and I have broccoli, too, but they're not quite as tall as that. So, and they haven't been giving me anything either, so, but hopefully it'll happen, so. Good. Well, that's good. I hope you're enjoying the book. Any other news from your area?
Well, they stepped on you the last 30 seconds. Can you repeat, please?
Oh, it must be the Rochester repeater. I was just asking if there's any further news from your area, Cicero.
Yes. In my driveway sits 1928 Franklin. Franklin was made in Syracuse, so I have to do some repairs on it, and who knows what's in there. The oil gauge is a float. It's a cork float that works an arm instead of the ordinary gauge on the dash, so that should be interesting. How that works. KC2IXD.
I have to ask, Lenny, what color is it?
It's a beautiful green, a hunter green with black fenders. It's a coupe. It's a cute little machine.
Wow, that is so cool. I've seen the movie about the Franklins. That was really interesting. So, wow, that's cool. Well, good luck with that. Anything else for our net this evening?
That's about it. Very nice to talk to you. KC2IXD.
Well, thank you, Lenny. I'm glad you took the time to check in with us. I always enjoy talking with you. Alrighty, up next is WA2U.
WA2U, well, good evening. evening to everyone on frequency and the multitude of listeners that we have, workers, listeners out there. Boy, oh boy, been a busy, busy 24 hours. Yesterday I received a package from SiriusXM and I had ordered a radio. We had a little portable radio. Actually, Kathy bought it for me a number of years ago, and kind of a nice little self-contained unit. You could plug it into a docking station to interface it with your surround sound. You could wear it outside. It had a little antenna. You could plug headphones in. It had an SD card, micro SD card. So I called up and, we don't make that model anymore. We can't get it. So I got the radio new and improved yesterday. Much bigger. Kathy's not too fond of the display on it. You can put it in a boom box and you can put it in your car in your office. I said, what about the people who have to go outside and just want to hike around, you know? So I guess that's not one of the considerations. So anyways, I spent changing the necessary hardware in the docking station. Got it working last night, so we had our SiriusXM radio out. We had about six people here. We all sat around the fire ring and had those special amateur radio things called 807s and other things, and enjoyed it and got up at a reasonable hour this morning, and my sister came up and visited, and her daughter was here, and then my daughter and her kids came up, their kids, and we had took a walk into the camp. They kind of got a kick out of it. Boy, the youngsters sure have a lot of young age, and my daughter was saying, yeah, I remember we used to hike in here, and I remember carrying all this stuff into the woods. Now we just, it's a matter if we just get there ourselves, never mind what we're carrying. So I fired up the one chainsaw and thought I could rip through a couple chunks of the log out there and discover the chain wasn't sharp enough, so I got the little Husqvarna out and fought through it, and it did okay. Got a couple pieces and put them over by the wood splitter, gave the grandkids the demo of that, so they got a kick out of that, and they had their sparklers this evening and their ice cream and pizza, and boy, so we were busy, very, very busy. And Kathy mentioned she's going to go blueberry picking tomorrow morning, gets the places from 7:30 to 11, so it was nice sitting out here listening to the music and, you know, fixing one of the people we fellows that was there, I've known for about 45 years, so back in the days of high school and all that, was kind of nice. So we're all nice and safe and had a good time. So I'll turn it back over to net control, and what was the temperature? 61 degrees here at the northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir. WATU back to net.
Okay, well, thank you, John, for joining us this evening. This is KC2YXN Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for further check-ins.
WD2ADX Mobile.
Okay, Dick Mobile. Well, thank you for joining us this evening. And how is your day today?
Hey, everyone, I'm in there. I had a pretty good day. Yes, started off my usual day with honey-nut Cheerios with banana. No, I didn't have banana this morning. I had blueberries on my honey-nut Cheerios. How's that? Anyway, once a minute, the usual coffee press down the Slim's restaurant in Boonville. And back home for best, and over to the fairgrounds and worked down there for a while. And went home, had some lunch, had a nap. And down for afternoon coffee clatch down to down at Luigi's and on Water Street in Boonville on the old railroad station. Back home after picking up the newspaper and promptly fell asleep in a recliner. So that's actually a pretty normal day. Hi. Anyway, tonight we went down to the Little Boonville Village Park and listened to the first band concert of the year with the Boonville Concert Band. Went home and now I'm headed down Route 12, boogieing down through, going to a blue ball.
bluegrass picnic this weekend?
There's a couple of them. I'm not going to it. But either one of them.
You're breaking up quite a bit. Any other news for us this evening? Into the repeater. I didn't really get what you were trying to transmit. Do you want to try again? Okay, Dick. Well, maybe tomorrow night you'll be stationary. I'm really not copying any of that. WA2U says hello. Good to have you join us this evening. Alrighty. Looking for further check-ins, any comments, notes, news, or nonsense at this point. This is KC2YXN.
N5AOW.
Okay, Bob.
Kathy, I just wanted to say you do a fine job, and you set the bar pretty high. With that, I'll turn it back to you, N5AOW, 73 to all.
Well, Bob, thank you so much. That's really the best thing I heard today. Thank you very, very much. I really enjoy doing it, man. I'm a ham in many ways. All right, before I close the net, I usually have my Friday evening chuckle, and I chose this because we're kind of on the computer vein because of Pete talking about wonderful Windows 10. So here we go. The history of the automobile, if the history of the automobile were like the history of the computer, a Rolls Royce today would cost $100. It would get 1,000,000 miles on a gallon of gas, and every few months, for no reason, it would run into a tree. Okay, I will now close the Black River Valley service net, and I would like to thank everyone for checking in. That's Bill, Kevin, Rich, Bob, Pauline, Pete, Lenny, John, and Dick for joining us. And also, all those listeners out there, have a great evening, have a great weekend. Thank you for a wonderful chat. This is KC2YXN 73, clear. This repeater is now returned to other amateur use. KC2YXN clear.
KD2FPM is going to be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system. I'm going to be heading down to the 145.170 in the Oneida County repeater for the Oneida County Traffic Emergency Network. I will hopefully catch you guys tomorrow night, and as always, thank you very much for use of the Echolink on this repeater. KD2FPM, 73 and clear.
KD2YXN, KC2WI. Or WA2U.
KD2AIP repeater, KA3TFB, logging off through the Echolink system. Wishing everyone a very good evening.
Is the repeater in use? Yes, it is. KA2000Z for the United County. Traffic and emergency net. Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight with or without traffic. All stations are welcome. Stations come now, please.
Evening, Jack, 10-5 AOW.
Hi, Jack. It's your KPR.
This is N2WBX Mobile. Good evening, Jack. Okay, very good. Hi, Walker, acknowledge N5AOW. Good evening, Bob. N2KPR. Hello, Rich. N2WBX. Hello, Dennis. I think you're mobile, so drive safe. Looking for any additional stations with or without traffic.
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
AC2WI, no traffic.
Okay, very good. KC2NBU, hello Ray. And KC2WI, hello Pete. Thank you. Thank you all for taking in tonight. Very good. Any additional stations with or without traffic? Okay, thank you all for taking in tonight. Much appreciated, folks. 7-3s to all. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA2000.